Well, this is another strange week in the General Assembly. While we have critical measures like the tax caps and government reform measures, the Kernan Shepherd report, access to information issues dying in committee, the Speaker chooses to amend $750 million of appropriations in a bill about growing grass in the growing hay in the medians of the highways. So it just takes a little strange twist every week. This one was, I think, rather extraordinary. We have just 6 calendar days left to pass bills on the floor of the House that passed the Senate. Critical measures like the tax caps are locked up still. We'll continue to press on the Speaker and his leadership team to have a hearing on that matter. And if we pass the deadline, we may have to reset the clock and see how we can spring that bill out of committee in the closing days of the General Assembly. We have until April 29th. No. Are you kidding me? What will you write? What will you write about? What will you film if we don't have the clock? What will the bloggers have on there in the blogosphere? So we'll continue to work through the end of the General Assembly. 3 weeks left and a lot of major issues out. Appreciated the work of the Senate on a responsible start on a budget. 2 years. Conservative in its spending. Seemed to use the stimulus money in a responsible and effective fashion, focused on some critical funding measures like an education tax credit and charter school funding. So we're going to continue to work with them to try to bring this to a successful close.
Brian, Bill Crawford, Ways and Means Chairman, on the floor, talked about issuing subpoenas to the Daniels administration folks, and they haven't gotten numbers, they haven't gotten information they need to craft a budget. Your thoughts on the House using their subpoena power and dragging people in, asking what did the governor know and when did they know it?
Well, I've asked for a list of the information that Representative Crawford feels he hasn't received. Let me tell you, if the legislature sat around and waited for administration folks to hand them information on every issue, nothing would be accomplished here. We have a responsibility to operate with our own information and the information collected by our staff and legislators, and that's never been a problem here to the extent alleged by Representative Crawford in the past, to my knowledge. So I've asked him for a list of the information he feels that he hasn't received. I've made that offer sincerely, and if it's information that's appropriate to obtain, I'll obtain it personally for him if he can't get the job done. Now, I was surprised to say that he's made these requests by email. I can tell you that's not a very effective way to make an information request. And he'll put it on paper and hand deliver it to the person he wants to receive the information from. Sitting down and chatting might also help. The governor is an accessible person. I know 2 weeks ago the governor invited the Speaker and the Ways and Means Chairman to his office to receive information on stimulus funds and projections, and neither the Speaker nor the Ways and Means Chairman could find the time at any time that week to go down there. So we'll see what information they want and how difficult it is to obtain.
What concerns, if any, do you have about the budget that the Senate Republicans have put together?
I honestly have to analyze it more before I have a list of concerns. I was briefed on some areas that I picked up that I did support, which I mentioned already. Responsible use of the stimulus money to create jobs and create them in a responsible fashion. One of the concerns that we all have is using the stimulus money to build up our spending during this 2-year period and then having a kind of falling off the cliff at the end of that 2-year period. You almost can't avoid it by including the stimulus money in the budget, but I think the Senate did as responsible a job as possible in that regard. We'll look to see if there are areas that we can tweak and improve and work with both the House and Senate fiscal leaders to put it in a final passage.
Senator Kenley said the protection to the cliff is the reserves, and that obviously you guys agree with not tapping those. Speaker Bauer made the observation earlier that he thinks that the House Democrats and the Senate Republicans are closer together on the budget than the Senate Republicans are with the governor. Do you see that?
I have no idea what he means by that, but You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I think the governor's on board with retaining as much of the reserves as possible. In fact, he'd like to build the reserves. Not sure what the Senate budget did, but I understand it retained a good portion of the reserves. I would tend to agree that if there's any way possible, we should try to build our reserves during this time period so that when the stimulus money is gone, we don't face a massive tax increase or massive budget cut in 2 years. So we'll have to look at the reserve statement that they've put together and draw some conclusions.
Do you think your folks will be staying late, as in past April 29th?
Too early always to predict that. Everybody always, after about, once there's 6 weeks left in the session, people start asking whether or not there'll be a special session. And we certainly won't know that until we get to the final week. There should be no reason for us to do, to be in special session after April 29th. I will tell you this is a little unique this year because we generally have two versions of the critical bills to look at, two versions of a budget. We don't. We have one two-year budget to work with. Two bills dealing with unemployment insurance. We don't have that this year. We have one bill that deals with unemployment insurance. There are other issues where we don't have two versions to work with. So the negotiation on this is going to be a little different than past versions where we have your version and my version and we work to the middle. We have their version, the Senate Republican version, only to work from. So too early to tell. We have adequate time to accomplish the tasks at hand, and we should not be here beyond April 29th.
What about the Capital Improvement Board? It seems that I spoke to Senator Kennedy yesterday, spoke to the Speaker this morning, that there seems to be either a trust issue or people just aren't feeling the love for the CIB these days. What's your thoughts and impression on how this whole situation has been handled so far?
Well, I don't know that it's a lack of trust. I think it's concern about implementing a permanent solution for what may be a temporary downturn in the economy and the effects of that on the entities, the venues that the CIB operates. I can tell you that we are looking to alternatives here in the House Republican Caucus, which do not rely upon statewide tax increases, which rely on local participation. Participation by the participants in the venues, and maybe some help on restructuring some of the capital debt that at the CIB, to find a solution that doesn't rely solely on taxes.
Should the CIB look at privatization of Lucas Oil, Conseco Fieldhouse, maybe even the Convention Center?
These questions have crossed my lips as well. I think we need to look to creative solutions. And if the public sector is not able to operate these facilities in a manner that is profitable or at least feasible, then we may need to look to see what the private sector can bring to the table. I'm confident that we'll find a solution this session that doesn't involve a statewide tax increase, and we'll keep working on one until we can find one.
Is that discussion being complicated by the fact that the mayor maybe hasn't had a real strong position from the outset on how to handle the issue?
You know, the mayor's been pretty frank in discussions with policymakers. He hasn't held a press conference to announce exactly what he wants. I don't think a colonel in the Army is a person that rushes out to have press conferences and deal through the media. He's been much more behind the scenes, as is his manner. And he's received some criticism for that. I think it's unjustified. He's looking for assistance, he's looking for ideas, and he's given some of his own and is looking for those that were involved in the process originally to try to assist. I think it's fair to state that this wasn't a problem of his making, mm-hmm. and I think he's handling it in a responsible fashion at this point. You're just killing time in here today?
Come on, you got a question.